Hello and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. I'm Keith Perron. In this edition, we continue with our special series of programs on AFVN, that's American Forces Network Vietnam. From World War II right until the Gulf War, Bob Hope was a staple with the USO, or United Services Organization shows. The first one he did was on May 6, 1941. He also performed shows for the U.S. military personnel in the Korean War, Lebanon Civil War, the Iran-Iraq War, the Persian Gulf War, and of course the Vietnam War. During this time, he did 60 tours in some of the most troubled places in the world. In December 1968, he traveled to Long Binh, Vietnam, with a cast of other well-known performers. For the thousands of troops who were not able to attend the live show, it was also broadcast live over AFVN. We now present the full show with the warm-up act by Les Brown and his Band of Renown, as it was heard in Vietnam in December 1968.
All right, here from an all-night stand at the Bangkok Bathhouse, Les Brown and his Band of Renown.
Thank you very much. That was Luciotti on the tenor sax and Butch Stone, who just had a little lunch backstage. He got to him. And here's Butch Stone again, that good man that's hard to find.
Now here's a story with a moral. All you girls should pay some mind. When you find a man worth keeping, be satisfied, huh? Make sure to treat him kind, 'cause a good man is hard to find. You can always get the other kind. When you think you got a pal, you can find him messing around another gal, then you rave. You'll even start to crave to see him laying deep down in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice. You'd better hug him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty love in, treat him right, cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. Now I got a chick, yeah, about 6'2". That's a big broad. She never thought a midget like me would do. One fine day, she met some other cat. He took all her money, then left the flat. Now she's calling me on the phone. She said, baby, you better come on home, I'm all alone. But if I'm gonna go back to her grand shack, she's gotta hug me in the morning, kiss me every night, give me plenty love in, treat me right, cause a good man nowadays is hard to find. Now we're back. Yeah, but I told that gal on how. I said, then was then, woman. Now is now. That's how I said it. You want me to stay? That just one butt. Get a smile on your face and keep your big mouth shut. Now we're back together. We took spine. What a house, Jack. She better not step out of line. And now she knows what to do when the day is through. She's got to hug me in the AM, kiss me in the PM, give me plenty love in with all her might, cause a good man nowadays is hard to find.
Push down! Henry Butch Stone. There's our boy. It's my great pleasure to present a gentleman who just assumed command of the 507th Engineers here at Long Bend, and also a gentleman who received the Congressional Award, Congressional Medal of Honor for his work during the Korean War. Here is Lieutenant Colonel Joseph C. Rodriguez.
Les, during this holiday season, with all of us away from home, we need a morale booster. Right? For the past 15 years now, our guest that is going to entertain us here has been coming overseas to entertain us GIs. So now let's show our appreciation to him and his troop for coming over here to Vietnam to entertain us. I'm privileged to introduce the fabulous Mr. Bob Hope!
Thank you, Governor. Allah! Yes, sir. Yes, sir, my boy. Hey, nobody showed up, huh? Ladies and gentlemen, here we are in Vietnam. Yes, sir. So much for your bombing halt. And today we're at Long Bend, Vietnam's answer to Disneyland. What a spot. What a spot this is. They have three kinds of weather here. Hot, hotter, and oh my God, Harry, the air conditioner just dissolved. It's no trouble having a barbecue here. They just take your shirt off. I'd like to thank General Abrams for his wonderful welcome. When I stepped off the plane, he said, button that pocket, suck in the belly, and why aren't you wearing a regulation nose? This... Long Bend is the biggest logistical installation in Southeast Asia. 20,000 men all dedicated to one purpose, to get to Bangkok. And they have all kinds of troops here, American, Vietnamese, Korean, Thai, and Australian. It's the first time I ever saw a crap game with an interpreter. But this is headquarters. What brass? This must be the World Center for Swagger Sticks. And with all this brass, there's a lot of saluting. There must be. I saw one private with a right arm 8 feet long. Vietnam, this is where it's at. It's what's happening, or to put it another way, who needs it? I just want to say, if you're wondering what I'm doing here, those Humphrey bumper stickers are harder to get off than I thought. Vietnam with its exciting-sounding places, Phuket, Coochie, Long Binh. I like them almost as much as New York, Chicago, and Los Angeles. No sense in applauding. Your travel agent's not listening. This is my fifth visit to Vietnam. Tell me, do they have a Section 8 for civilians? Section 8, that's a fruitcake that goes home for Christmas. Were any of you guys here last year? Well, that's tough. I told you, war is hell. I plan to spend Christmas in the States, but I can't stand violence. So I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be here. Well, I could, but that's all you need, more propaganda. No, I think this is the perfect time to come to Vietnam, now that they've moved the war to Paris. I rushed over here. The Pentagon told me if I didn't hurry, the war would be over. I'd hate to be stuck with 19 girls and no war. And no note for my doctor. But I know you men are happy the election's over. Now you can get back on the Huntley Brinkley show. Yes, sir. The best damn division in Vietnam. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, boy. Gary Owen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't that fun? Look at this guy. Yeah. It's a shame there's no spirit here. This could turn into the biggest damn fight right in this bowl, couldn't it? I just want to say they're flying us around Vietnam by mosquito. The helicopters aren't big enough to handle this troop. Now, we found Vietnam without any trouble. We just followed the Nuc Nam vapor trail in. I should explain to our audience that Nuc Nam is a native sauce made out of fermented fish heads. It wouldn't be so bad if they'd leave out the napalm. The napalm. Leave something out. And I know the bombing halt is really working. I know because we flew over the Ho Chi Minh Trail and nothing was moving. It's the worst traffic jam I ever saw. Looked like the Hollywood Freeway. Of course, you know that back home the elections are over and the birds are flying south. They're migrating back to Texas. No, the voters decided they wanted a change of birds. They said, let's get the lame duck out of the White House. The government needs a goose. That's a funny joke, but I don't think I can use it on the air. At the White House, the Republican takeover is going very smoothly. The Nixon forces have most of the first floor, and the fighting has moved out to the backyard where LBJ is making a stand at the barbecue pit. And, of course, I wish LBJ all the luck in the world. He's had a rough time, you know. In fact, the other day he went over the Lincoln Memorial and he looked up at Abe and he said, you had a war, you had a civil rights problem, what can I do? And there was a pause and finally a voice said, don't go to the theater. But LBJ's all right. He's going to teach at a college. He says it'll be strictly non-political. But I'd hate to be a Republican in his class raising my hand to leave the room, that's all. And, of course, now that the elections are over, there's no more hard feelings. In fact, Nixon offered LBJ a good job, ambassador to Poland. And he offered Hubert a very important job, chief dredging officer in the Suez Canal. And I see where the Nixons are buying some new furniture for the White House, I don't want to say that they spent a lot on the campaign, but they're buying on time. At Sears. And, of course, you know that the students back home are making great progress. Last year, they were burning their draft cards. This year, it's the schools. So when you muster out, keep your rifle, because if you want to go to school under the GI Bill, you may have to recapture it first. College. College demonstrations are getting so rough they're wearing helmet liners under their freshman beanies. Don't look at the cards. I can read all right. Don't check the cards. He keeps looking around. Of course, it's helping the situation here. You're now getting battle replacements here with battle experience, which I think is important. And throw that card away or send it to Red Skelton right now. Last year, Christmas shoppers wouldn't buy war toys because they were too violent. This year, they're not violent enough. The big game now is students and faculty. That's the big... You know, when you die in this bowl, you die, don't you? I mean, you don't lay an egg. You lay a basketball here. No, college sure... college sure has changed. Who ever thought an eraser would be a Molotov cocktail? And the trouble is the students want to run the colleges. That's like Gomer Pyle running the Pentagon. But I don't want you to worry about it, because with your combat experience, you'll make great freshmen. And without it, you'll never make sophomore. At San Francisco State, the cops have spent so much time... What joke did you get? What was that? That's a late reaction. They're laughing in Tonsonute. What was that back there? Did you find a bar or something? At San Francisco State, the cops have spent so much time on campus, eight of them graduated. And I'd tell you about the Paris peace talks, but one war at a time. Imagine peace talks in Paris. They were held up 3 days waiting for the paper hats. But they just added a woman to the peace talks. That was a good idea. She's the only one who shows up at the meetings. Imagine bringing a girl to Paris. That's like sending a canoe to Aristotle Onassis. South Vietnam finally joined the peace talks, and everyone's happy about it. With four, you get the egg roll. And there is some good news from the Paris peace talks. The Cong has agreed on the shape of the table. And the Saigon government has agreed on the shape of the table. Now, if they can just figure out how to put a square end on a round middle, you can all pack and go. Isn't that something, that table? That's like trying to milk a bull. Even if you succeed, you're not going to drink it. You know, it's one of those things. But that's... That's another joke I don't think we'll hear on the air. But that's diplomacy for you. They're in Paris worrying about what the shape of the table should be, and you're here trying to keep your head from molding. Anyway, I want to just say one thing. We have, I think, the biggest show that we've ever had the pleasure of touring with. I was sitting with General Abrams when the helicopters kept coming in, and he looked over and he said, "Man, this is a big show. This looks like the first cavalry landing." Yes, yeah. Yeah. What are you, AWOL from Onkay? You're going to have a lot to yell about when you see some of this talent. I want you to meet four gals right now from Detroit, Michigan. And we're so thrilled to bring it. Let's have a big hand for the Honey Limited right here. Here we go, lads.
If you are my love,
if you really do,
if you are my love, I love you. I love you, baby, I love you. If you feel you want to kiss me, go right ahead, I don't mind. All you gotta do is just snap your fingers and I'll come running. I ain't lying. Woo! What you want, little boy, you know you got it. I deny myself before I see it through without it. I love you, oh yeah.
I'm so glad.
Thank you, darling. Go to my hooch. Ain't that the thing you say? That's what they tell me. You obviously can see that our accent is on youth this year, huh? Are they great? Yes, sir. Don't worry about me. I'll be all right. I got a note from my doctor. Now, I mean, since Onassis... What about Onassis? How about that rich Greek winning the Irish sweepstakes? Wasn't that something? Oh, that Jackie Kennedy. It's amazing what lengths a woman will go to get a boat for her son. No, I don't think... Listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with an older fellow marrying a younger girl. I don't think so, and I keep thinking more about that every year. No, I think it's wonderful, and I know I have an uncle that's that way. He's about 82, and he was going to marry a girl 24. In fact, he did marry her, and he went to the doctor. He says, can you give me a little tonic to give me a little pizzazz, a little youth, you know? And the doctor said, yeah, I gave him a bottle. He said, take a teaspoonful of this every night, and you will be so young. But he got nervous on his wedding night. He took the whole bottle all at once. And the next morning, his bride's trying to wake him up, says, Sam, get up. And he opened his eyes. He said, I'll get up, but I won't go to school. Okay, huh? I just thought of that. I had to get it out of me. We have, hey, here's a local girl. Well, about as local as any girls get here. She's from Australia. A 19-year-old librarian who has everything neatly stacked in place. This year's winner of the Miss World contest in London, Miss Penny Plummer, right here. Isn't that pretty? This is the first plumber I've ever seen that brought everything along. All right, soldier, you better light a cigarette. You're smoking. So you're Miss World.
That's right, Mr. Hope.
Why are we trying to get to the moon when the world looks like this? No, I can see why you're Miss World. You're charming, you have a beautiful face and a lovely figure.
Oh, please, Bob, you'll give me a swelled head.
Well, we like to keep things symmetrical. Tell me, Penny, how did you get to be Miss World?
Well, they had an election and I won.
I could kill myself. I voted for Nixon. Isn't that awful? How old are you, Penny?
19.
I've got golf balls older than that. Would you believe that I'm twice your age? Three times? I think I'm getting an Excedrin headache. Just for the record, what are your vital statistics?
Oh, the soldiers really want to know that?
Well, you see, they may send out patrols and they'll need to know what they're up against. Just the important measurements, huh?
Well, 35, 24, 35. What are yours, Bob?
Mine are 54, 40, or fight. I hear that you want to be a teacher, is that right?
That's right.
I can't think of a better way to end dropouts.
I understand school teachers in America do very well.
Yes, they do. The survivors get free hospital care.
And is it true that American servicemen are provided with a fine education?
Yes, and never better than right now. Say, Penny, have you ever thought of going into show business?
Oh, no, Bob. I'm not the type. To get anywhere in show business, you must have a colossal ego. Yeah.
I didn't think the Australians had snipers, too. You're wrong, Penny. A lot of us are very humble, no matter how great we are.
Well, that's a relief. Does that mean that we don't have to kneel anymore when you make your appearance in the morning?
Well, just so you remove your shoes before you enter the shrine.
Bob, when you invited me on the show, you promised me that you'd do a dramatic sketch with me.
Oh, yeah. You've broken a few promises, too.
Shakespeare.
Many times. I've got very sneaky writers. You know, we really don't have enough performers for any real drama.
Well, that's no problem, Bob. I have a volunteer from the audience, a very talented serviceman.
You're kidding, huh? Here he comes.
Where is he?
How about that? Hi. Specialist Spence, huh?
Spencer? Right.
Are you ready?
I sure am.
Well, don't get all choked up about it. Well, I think you'll enjoy the sketch, and I want to tell you, we have a very good thing working out here. Now, I... What'd you get your stripes for, maneuvers?
Well, I think he's cute.
I was wondering, Miss Plummer, there's a dance at the Officers' Club tonight. Would you like to go with me?
Oh, I'd love to.
But wait a minute, the Officers' Club, but you're not an officer.
Who'll notice?
Let's chip in and send this boy to the Pentagon, huh? I understand that you've had some dramatic experience.
Yes, Bob. In one scene, I registered agony, suffering, and actually cried real tears.
Yeah, that sounds really dramatic. How'd it go over?
Pretty good, but they sent me here anyhow.
I thought you had to have the letter from your congressman to get here.
Yes, either that or a good conduct medal. Now, in this scene, I play Romeo Montague Capulet and the other important parts, and we'll give you a chance to show your talent, too. Here, read your part and study it, and I'll be right back. Well, Montague, so nice to see you. I say... Yeah.
Mr. Hope, I'm Post Commander Colonel Castle. Soldier?
If you're going to give him a chance, give him a chance.
You want to turn the whole show over to an amateur?
Why change the format now?
I hate these weekend warriors. Look, you may be running the base, but I'm running this show.
Very well, Mr. Hope, but remember, this is a combat area, and anyone thrown off the base is a dead duck.
Anyone for warm chicken?
That's better. You may carry on now.
I hope his eagles rust.
By the way, Miss Plummer, there is a dance at the Officers' Club tonight. I'm wondering if you'd like to go with me.
Gee, I'm awfully sorry, but I've already been asked by Specialist Spence.
You're going with him?
If you're going to give him a chance, give him a chance. All right, carry on. All right.
Now, in this scene, I play Juliet. And as we begin, I'm waiting for my Romeo. Ah, oh, my Romeo will soon be here. I must pretty myself for him. Oh, Nurse, where's my faithful old Nurse?
Thank you.
Here I am, Juliet. You remember me, Rosemary's baby.
Oh, my faithful old nurse.
Fucking...
You know, this isn't such a bad part.
Always near when I need thee.
I'll never get an Oscar, but who cares? Hark! 'Tis Romeo arriving at the castle gate.
Romeo! Ah, Romeo!
Fair Gillette.
What'd he say?
Fair Gillette.
Fair Gillette? It's Juliet, you fool. No commercials in this, please.
Fair Juliet.
Romeo, how pale you look.
Since Montague first put sword against couplet, I have not slept. Yea, verily, I have not slept.
If I was that bad an actor, I couldn't sleep either. Thank you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You betcha, sir.
Oh, Romeo, my love, take my arm. Press my lips, Romeo.
Why are they wrinkled?
Hear ye, hear ye. 'Tis night of the clock of a wonderful evening.
Where are you going, to Tudor Street? What happened to that?
I have grave news for thee. It has been decreed death for the Capulets, death for the Montagues, and thou art doomed to die.
You just died out here yourself, I'll tell you that. Thank you, Walter Cronkite.
Thank you very much.
Very nice.
Oh, I have saved this poison for this dire moment. Farewell, Romeo. I drink for truth.
See, Juliet. I join thee for truth.
Don't wait for five, Sooth. I'm a coward. How about that, Miss World, right there? Spencer! Plumber, right there. Take a bow, Miss World. There you are. Thank you. We have a gal who in a few short years has parlayed TV appearances and all the top shows into starring roles in musical comedy on the Broadway stage. She sings, she dances, she acts, and if that isn't enough, she's one of the most beautiful dolls you'll ever see, Miss Linda Bennett, right here.
Kind of walk you walk when you're feeling lonely. There's the kind of walk you walk when you're feeling proud. There's the kind of walk you walk when you feel like rocking. And there's the kind of walk you walk sets you above the crowd. There's the kind of walk you walk when somebody loves you. That's very much like walking on a cloud. Good fortune found you, Chappie, and your life's a happy Valentine.
don't the blooming world seem fine? There's a kind of walk you walk when you're feeling groovy, and there's a kind of walk you walk when you're on your way. There's a kind of walk you walk when your pride is showing. There's the kind of walk you walk when today's your day. There's the kind of walk you walk when the world's all rainbows and your heart's hopping like a popinjay. Well, you had best believe it, Chappie. You find that life is finger snappy the day you learn that walking happy makes your life a happy Valentine. When you're walking heavy, you gotta keep walking, walking happy. When you're walking, you gotta walk happy. Yeah, walk happy. You gotta walk happy. Don't the blooming world seem fine? Look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love is saying so much more than just words could ever say. My heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold and feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waiting just to love you. Now that I have found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look that time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around. Now that I have found you, don't ever go. Please don't ever go. Don't ever go. I love you so.
F6, Long Bend.
You know, I never realized that, never thought we could get as lucky as we were just grabbing this next act. They were the replacement for the Dean Martin show last summer. And they were actually a sensation in our country. And to think that we could get this many young kids here, and they are beautiful and talented. I want you to meet the Gold Diggers right now.
Thank you. Did you ever think we'd come so far and find a man so far above par? He's fresh and pink, all scrubbed and scoured. He's sort of a poor man's Noel Coward.
From head to toe, you're a gentleman. We don't care what they say. Morning and evening, impeccably dressed.
Stains on the tie match the suit on the vest.
From stem to stern, you're a gentleman. That's what drives us all mad.
Breeding and quality, touch of frivolity.
You're a superior lad.
Mr. Hope, could I ask you a question about etiquette?
Well, carry on.
Well, do you say sir or mister to your superiors?
Oh, how would I know? I don't have any.
Oh. Mr. Hope, is it correct to eat artichokes with the fingers?
No, the fingers should be eaten separately.
Mr. Hope, do you prefer girls who are forward or backward?
Well, I like them with some of each.
Do you think a man should use a wife's closet?
Yes, if there's no other place to hide.
From head to toe, you're a gentleman. Men like you need the best.
Clothing like mine is a feast for the eye. Tailors grow pale when they see me walk by.
From head to toe, you're just beautiful. Hollywood, here you are. Up on that movie screen, kissing that movie queen. You'll be our favorite star.
What college did you attend, Mr. Hope?
Well, Mother wanted me to go to Harvard, and my father wanted me to go to grammar school.
Mr. Hope, do you think there's such a thing as being too attractive?
Yes, but I've learned to live with it.
Mr. Hope, how far should a girl go with a guy on their first date?
May I have the question again, please?
I said, how far should a girl go with the guy on their first date?
Well, how far is it to his apartment?
I mean, if she permits liberties, will he respect her?
Oh, like crazy.
From head to toe, you're a gentleman.
Where's my top hat and cane? Women go crazy, cause I'm hard to get. If they don't love me, they ain't met me yet.
When you walk by like a gentleman, everyone says, who's he? Look at that hated hat, what an aristocrat.
I look around and it's me.
Mr. Hope, do you approve of short skirts?
No, I have knobby knees.
Mr. Hope, why did gentlemen give up the lovely habit of drinking out of a lady's slipper?
Well, they were afraid of catching athlete's tongue.
When a gentleman kisses a movie star, does he keep his eyes closed?
Not if he wants to see what's going on under his nose.
Mr. Hope, if a gentleman comes home for lunch and finds his wife making love to his boss, should he leave quietly?
Not if he wants to see what's going on under his nose. That's where that card belongs, you fool.
From head to toe, you're a masterpiece. You should hang in the loo.
When I drink tea now, I don't lick the spoon. And I always stink my pinky up when I dunk my Lorna Doone.
It's plain to see you're a gentleman.
Yes, sir. Aren't they, dolls?
Hey there.
You know, when you put a show together like this, you try to get an outstanding glamour gal. And I want to tell you, this year, we hit the jackpot. The gal you're about to meet is one of the most exciting gals to ever play Las Vegas. When she played the Riviera, she had them standing in the aisles for 6 weeks. You know about her motion picture career. She's just fabulous. She has 3 pictures that's not even released yet. And just before we came over here, she did an hour-long television special, which we really killed everybody in the ratings. Here she is, the real triple threat girl, Miss Ann Margaret, right now.
Yeah! Do a little funky Broadway, yeah!
pretty good. All right. Now everybody can clap, can't they? Come on, let's clap.
Long Ben.
And here is Ann Margaret. How about that? Darling, will you stop drooling? You're just increasing the humidity. Ann Margaret, I want to thank you for joining us on this trip.
Oh, thank you, Bob. You don't have to thank me, because I happen to love each and every one of these men. And I'd love to go out and hug them all. Honey.
That would be silly, honey. They have sergeants for that. Look at that mass of muscle out there. Did you ever see such a rugged bunch of fighting men? Tough, vicious, unrelenting.
Not since the Les Brown Band last night.
Oh, have they been out on search and destroy again? Well, I want you to forgive Les and the boys. There you see 15 of the most frustrated men in history.
Oh, that's terrible. What'd they want to be?
Musicians. Just for the record, is Ann Margaret one name or two?
I spell Ann Margaret with a hyphen.
I spell it with an exclamation point.
I've been meaning to ask you, Bob, why'd you bring along 19 girls?
Well, in case I'm captured by the enemy, maybe they'd be willing to trade.
Well, that's terrible. You mean you'd sacrifice us?
What sacrifice? Hanoi is beautiful this time of the year.
I don't believe you. When he asked me to go on this trip, you said there wasn't any danger, so why all of these armed guards here in friendly territory?
That's so it won't get too friendly. Honey, you were born in Sweden. Do you find American men a little on the Boy Scout side?
Oh, goodness, no. I think that Sunset Boulevard is further out than any country. Haven't you ever been to a love-in?
Please, my doctor doesn't even let me watch laugh-in.
Now, you can't get away with that, Bob. Age is no barrier. Look at Senator Strom Thurmond. He's 66, and he's marrying a girl of 22.
Yes, and what a beautiful old age they'll have together. When she's 66, he'll be 110, and the way they're going with transplants, by that time, he'll be a teeny bopper. And you were discovered by George Burns, weren't you?
Yes, I think Mr. Burns is a marvelous man, and I think he's the funniest comedian in the entire world. Don't you agree?
Well, he's all right, but he's no Spyro Agnew. And you're a show business phenomenon. You became a star overnight.
Well, I was very, very lucky. I did a song in the Academy Awards, and people were nice enough to notice me.
Notice you. You shorted every power line between Santa Monica and Kansas City.
You're exaggerating.
No, I'm not. I was standing right there. It's the first time my cummerbund was welded to my navel. I remember that very well. But I saw your act. I saw your act in Las Vegas, and that motorcycle number you did was really terrific.
Well, thank you. Do you ride a motorcycle?
Do I ride a motorcycle? When I ride my motorcycle, crowds form in the streets.
Oh, why is that?
I ride in the sidewalks.
Well, I knew you were a daredevil. I see all your movies.
Yes. How'd you mean that?
Well, Bob, in Sergeant O'Farrell, you captured a Japanese submarine single-handed. Do you use a stuntman in your movies?
Are you kidding? I use a stuntman for the picture on my driver's license.
Bob, did you ever go to acting school?
Never. Everything I know about acting, I taught myself. Would you believe that?
Believe it. I bet on it.
There you are, folks. Another unsolicited testimonial. Honey, I can't tell you how wonderful it is to have a fellow dancer on the show.
Are you a dancer?
Surely you jest. I stepped on a lizard this morning. I did your whole act.
Shall we put him to the test?
Well, what did you have in mind, a song or a dance?
Both.
All right. But if I require mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, no fellas, huh? Let's go!
The two of us.
There'll always be for you and me, the two of us. We'll always be together like the cat and the cream. For we're in a dream of our own. We'll go it alone. There's just the two of us, and we'll be always traveling on. The two of us. Our love will always stay between the two of us. It doesn't matter, a cloudy or gray. We're happy away from the storm. We're cozy and warm. It's just the two of us. And we're always traveling on. And late in the evening when the day is done now,
I'll turn on the lights when all our friends have gone.
We'll wait for the moment when we're on our own. That's the way it's got to be, together alone. Yeah,
the two of us. We both agree it's gonna be the two of us. When people talk, they smile and say they know it won't last. We're holding on fast to a dream. We don't know what to mean, but there's the two of us, and we will still be traveling on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Iron. It's the only kind of weather to dance in, isn't it? And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to present a little type by the name of Rosie Greer. What a guy. He was an All-American college football player in college. He was drafted by the New York Giants. And he really hit it big with the Los Angeles Rams. He was three-quarters of the famous Fearsome Foursome. Now he has his own variety show on ABC. He plays a gang of guitar, Mr. Roosevelt Greer, right here.
That's love. That's what people say, hey, yeah. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back up on top in June. That's life. Funny as it seems, some people get that kick now, stepping on dreams. But I know I'm gonna change that tune when I'm back up on top in June. Ha! I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn, and a king. I've been up and down and over and out, but now I know one thing, nah. Every time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get right back in a race. That's life. I can't deny it, no. I thought of quitting, but my heart just won't buy. And if I didn't think it would work, one more try. You know I roll up in a big ball and I die. Yeah. I roll up in a big ball and I die. Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Bad news travel like a Wi-Fi. Good news travel slow. They call me a Wi-Fi. Everywhere I go, I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, oh, always getting into trouble, leaving little girls who hate to see me. I pick peaches down in Georgia, I lumberjacked up in Maine. I've been hired and fired in jail in every state you can name. I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, oh, always getting into trouble, leaving little girls who hate to see me. North to south,
east to west, the story is the same. One state to the other, they all know my name. I'm bad news. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, always getting into trouble and leaving little girls who hate to see me gone. They tried to hang me up in Oakland, they did in San Francisco. I wasn't sure, I broke the rope, you had to let me go. Some bad news. Everywhere I go, oh, oh, oh. Always getting into trouble, leaving little girls who hate to see me go. Step aside, boy. I said step aside. Draw, baby. When you see me walking, all I will do is see you line up and smile. You better draw now, here.
Rosie Greer, right there. He's someone. We got off of Thailand in Bangkok the other day. They all looked at him and says, my God, a Buddha that plays guitar. He's a wonderful guy. Say, how do you like the show so far, huh? Well, we have a great finale, then we have a finish that we do every year, and I want you to all sit quiet so you can hear this finale, because I know you'll want to be in it. As you know, we're filming this like we do every year, and we're going to show it on January 16th on NBC. So if you're not, I'll be there watching it with you. I'll be there too. But we're going to use excerpts from every spot, you know. And so if you're not there, write home and tell them that it'll be on January 16th. Somebody write, for God's sakes. Les, how about it? Should we bring him out? Let's bring everybody right out here. How about that? I haven't seen so many girls since the night I double dated with Hugh Hefner.
Bob, we girls have had a meeting, and we decided that you are just not hip.
What do you mean I'm not with it? Solid Jackson, 23 Skidoo, dig you later alligator. How about that?
See what I mean?
Hope it's case. Is really square. Cube. Pyramid.
Leave my nose out of this, will you? Okay, girls, what's your hung up?
Hang up, not hung up. See, Bob, you're still on the road to Morocco. You need a new bag, baby.
Yeah, that could be my problem, yeah. A new bag? You mean I gotta get rid of Phyllis Diller?
Doesn't understand.
I've had enough of this. Now get off the stage and let me tell these guys some jokes, will you? Get off.
They got enough problems.
Bob, we're not leaving until you have some meaningful dialogue with our spokesman.
If your spokesman wants an argument, tell him to go to San Francisco State. I'm the boss here, and orders are orders, and I say get off my stage. Your spokesman don't scare me, I tell you. Nobody's scared.
You didn't tell me your leader was the Jolly Green Giant.
This cat's not only square, he's also colorblind.
Okay, girls, let's see if we can bridge this generation gap. I'm telling you that he doesn't know where it's at whenever this ball goes
downtown.
I wouldn't choose a sticking out of his fat fin.
When it comes to dancing, he's as graceful as a turtle. And he thinks that if he is, if she couldn't eat the girdle.
Oh, what a drag.
He thinks a cat is for writing a note. He gets his kicks from a strawberry float.
Down, boy.
You never make the scene.
I never waltz with Lawrence Welk. My clothes are mod. I'm psychedelic. I stump Canarsie for Gene McCarthy. Just call me groovy. I'm one of the now generation. I'm not Henry Fonda. I swing with Sandra Dee. No one rides a Honda exactly like me.
Side saddle.
Dancing with you ought to see me do the swim. But I'm afraid there is a little bit of Jackie Coogan in my frugan.
Okay, if you're so hip, what about flower power?
Oh, that's easy. I learned about flower power from Dean Martin.
Oh, well, what's he got to do with it?
Did you ever hear of Four Roses?
Can you believe it?
While we're on the subject, Bob, I got a beef.
Yeah, you got a beef and a beef and a beef, 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 beef. You got all of it, 300 pounds of it.
I don't like the song you want me to sing in this spot.
You're going to question my judgment. I'll have you know I was campaign manager for Harold Stassen. Do like I tell you, sing your thing.
Okay, but it isn't in me.
Tiptoe through the tulip, through the tulip. This where I'll be, just tiptoe through the tulip with me.
Good night, Tiny Tim, whatever you are.
Okay, so I'm a square and I don't know anything about music. Anything else?
Yes, there is. You know, Bob, when we came on this trip, you promised us all equal billing. And what happens?
When you're in the spotlight in front of these folks, you're hammy, hammy. You hog all the jokes.
And furthermore, Bob, you didn't tell us you were going to be our chaperone. Why can't we go out with the servicemen after the show?
Are you kidding? You must be kidding. If I let you loose in that mob, even the Chicago police couldn't protect you.
Oh, what a mind you have. Just look at all those innocent faces. All they want from all us girls who've crossed the sea is just to sit and talk and read some poetry. They won't try any tricks. They're concerned with politics. They look just like angels to me.
They look like angels? Have you been in the hot sun too long, or you've been drinking the water? What's your problem?
And another thing, Bob, you told us you weren't afraid of anything.
I'm not, except maybe my sponsor.
Oh, sure. Well, you were plenty brave on the first part of the trip.
By the time we got to Thailand, he was crowing.
In Korea, he would talk.
first time I've laid an egg. Why do you girls keep putting me down anyway? I don't need you anyhow. There are plenty of girls in Vietnam who are crazy about me.
You... You mean like that one you were running away from in Da Nang last week?
Oh, her. Let me explain about that. I suddenly had to change my plan. The girl who wore those black pajamas was a man. I should have checked with General Abrams. Out here he's big as Charlie Chan. And now I know where I went wrong. I lost my PX card to a Kong.
Bob, that's a figment of your imagination.
Yeah, but I know you girls are real. Why don't we tell these guys how we really feel?
Yeah! No matter how much we plowed and how we kicked it around, you know this gang is in love with you. For all the great things you do, from Tokyo to Plato, you know this gang is in love with you.
We're hoping next year when all of us entertain you, you'll be home with the wonderful friends you knew.
We've all enjoyed the show. Now it's my pleasure to introduce your boss, my boss, and the boss of every GI here in Vietnam, the commander of Military Assistance Command Vietnam, General Abrams.
Bob, this has been a great show. I want to tell you, every member of your cast, the orchestra, the technicians, I want to tell you thank you from every man and woman in the United States Command. This short time here this afternoon has been pure... I am aware, God bless them, of those who were here all night. But it's been an afternoon of pure American. We're all troopers, and we look on you as the same breed. Thanks a lot.
And I acknowledge our great ambassador, Ellsworth Bunker, again this year. Ambassador, We're very proud of you, Ambassador. We know what you're doing all the time. We know what you've done, and we kept looking for Mrs. Bunker, but we miss her because she was a great laugher last year. Anyway, hey, did you order this, General? The sun just came out again. Billy Graham must be in the neighborhood. I just want to say that I don't know what to say. I just want to say that it's too much, and I'm so proud to be here with this group because I think it's the best group that we've ever had the chance of traveling with, and we have a little finale here where everybody we want everybody to sing. It's a thing we do every year, and Linda Bennett's going to sing a chorus of Silent Night. Then the second chorus, we want you to all join in just for the holiday season. You have a Merry Christmas and a great year. Bye.
If you enjoy these special programs from PCJ, let us know. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.